Let us make peace prevail. The 20th century. A century far removed from peace. A century that encompassed the First and Second World Wars. The two most destructive wars in human history. And now, the 21st century. New York. The Twin Towers. The Pentagon. London. Terror is the new face of violence. The loss of tens of thousands of civilians as a result of the war on terror. All over the world, conflicts rage. Governments bombing their own citizens and razing their own countries to the ground. Millions of people forced to desert their homelands, and a generation of children being brought up in refugee camps. People who could easily live together as brothers in these vast lands fight each other fiercely over issues of power, sectarian hatred, and vengeance. Radical organizations mercilessly annihilate anyone who thinks differently from them. Despite all of this suffering, some circles are still striving to instigate further violence between sects, ethnic groups, and civilizations, when what we truly need are solidarity and cooperation. It is not possible to regard such attempts as reasonable and to remain silent in the face of these actions, because further escalation of such conflicts portends a grave disaster for humanity. One of the most important ways to prevent such a disaster is to strengthen the bonds of collaboration between different cultures and faiths. In fact, it is quite feasible to secure this much-needed collaboration because the values common to all these societies are far more substantial than their points of divergence. We can find solutions to the problems of the world by joining forces and taking these common values as a basis, as long as the good people of the world forge an alliance for peace, love, and friendship. With the alliance of Christians, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, and people from all religions and faiths, all ideologies that instigate animosity could be made ineffective, especially extremism, which is one of the most dangerous threats of recent times. All approaches which harbor fanatical animosity towards different ideologies, faiths, and races, without feeling the need to listen, and have no appreciation for what others think and what they advocate, lay the grounds for extremism. Ignorance is the reason why extremism can still rally supporters, even though it is an obviously harmful and destructive movement. People who have not been properly informed, or who have been willfully or unilaterally misinformed, are vulnerable to the appeal of extremist movements and readily embrace opinions espoused by those movements without thinking logically about what those movements advocate. For that reason, education has an important place in the intellectual struggle against extremism. Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist. Regardless of our faith, let us love one another because of our love for our Creator, God. Let us approach each other with compassion and understanding as a requisite of the love that is the command of our Lord. Let us remind each other that there is no reason for not loving those who love God, those who fear God with heartfelt awe, those who live only for our Lord. Let us love all those who love these blessed prophets as the manifestation of the loyalty and devotion we feel for our prophets. Let us not forget that there is no problem nor conflict that cannot be solved by compassion and love. Let us come together to make this world the house of peace which our Lord has promised would be manifested in this world as well as in the world to come. Let us pray to God to make us instrumental for these beauties which will become manifest as the result of this alliance.